hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hello, 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 Julie Marie.
How are you, Mama? Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yay. Feels so good to be
a mother. Good. It feels like we did a daughter. I like being a daughter of you, of the mother.
Yeah.
You know, everything, it was funny because I was going to get you, I saw this nice card. I was like, I'm going to get it. And I thought,
it was $5.
It was like $4.99. And I'm thinking, Mom's like, how many other people have picked this card up to look at to decide? And during COVID, is that social distancing? You know?
And then you just said, Mom, this my well wishes include 2 neck massages this week.
Yes, I promise you, 2 neck massages this week.
I'll take that over a card any day.
Exactly. So you get 2. And I said, but during 2. That time, we have to watch Community.
I'm okay with that.
And luckily, I can say that I have been trained professionally to be a massage therapist.
Oh, yes.
I'm just not this, no. You know, like.
You're not a fly-by-night masseuse.
No, or just like, well, it's kind of a little weird that you're going to give your mom a massage for an hour. Well, no it's not because I've been trained.
That's right. You went to that naked school in California.
Yeah, I went to that hippie naked school in California. Yeah. Got a certificate and came in a frame and everything. Spent like $2,000.
That's right. It is framed.
It is framed. I go, I'm a certified massage therapist.
You have a certificate.
I have a certificate.
Mm-hmm. And a table.
And a table.
But which we never use anymore.
I know. Where the hell is it? Oh, it's
still
there.
It's still there. We used to use it.
Yes. And now we just like, just get behind me and rub my neck. That's
I just
want
my neck and shoulders.
That's what I want. I don't want to take my clothes off. I just want you to get behind me and rub my neck. And so it's like, okay, no worries there. I get it. There is a hassle to getting a massage. The worst massage I got, it was like a week or two after I got, you know, after I was in the Lyme disease treatments, you know.
Yeah.
And I went to the mall with Doug and his family. And they have a massage place there. And I decided to get, I'm like, oh, I should be generous. And, you know, they're probably waiting for people to come in and get a massage. So I decided to get where you sit down and you like lean forward and they do your neck.
Yeah.
Except I had been sweating. And he basically said, you're kind of sweating. I'm not going to give you a massage. Because I had
Lyme disease.
I had Lyme disease. It was a hard time.
Yeah.
And I realized, I go, no worries. And I just thought, fuck, I just thought to myself, you know, this is just my life right now. You know, I'm humiliated in front of these people. They're refusing to even touch me. And I'm just like, the people go, well, how was your massage? And I said, honestly, it was insulting. And I just felt assaulted. And I go, well, I guess I wasn't.
Care for a little pepper with that assault?
Yeah. And at one point, it was so weird. I should have just not done it. And that would have been the best thing. But I was in a mode of like, oh, maybe I should be generous, you know?
Give them my body.
Give them my money, give them my body. Of course, they didn't give me a refund either, which is fine.
What?
No. You know, it was supposed to be like a 10-minute massage, ended up being a 5-minute massage, and
it must
cost like $25. And I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, yeah, there it is. There is my life. I go, yep, that's the memories that come up today. It's like,
interesting.
The memories where you feel.
Well, I remember the.
Like, when, you feel we, like you pay for being fucked. You know, that's what you feel like.
We were in. Las Vegas, I think, for a conference.
Yeah.
And it was really, literally shortly after you got your massage certificate.
Like a week or two.
And I was at a kind of a death and dying, you know. I was getting certified in grief therapy.
Right.
And I said, come along, because these big conferences love to have masseuse there, you know.
Yeah.
And so you brought your table, and we made cards, and we put a card on every table.
Yep.
I think there was probably 30 or 40 tables.
Yep.
And we said, you know, put your name down.
Yeah.
And your time that you would like your massage.
I think you charged $35 for an hour massage.
Exactly. And then we collected the cards at the end, at the beginning of that first.
Yeah.
And you gave massages that whole conference.
Yes, I did.
You made a lot of money.
I did.
And I remember you giving him in our room. And so I remember I was sitting outside talking to someone in the lobby waiting as you, and the guy came out of the room and his hair was all messy and he looked so relaxed. And I remember he went to the phone and he called his wife and he goes, I just had the best massage. And he just looked like he just his hair was all messy.
Yeah.
And he just looked so happy and relaxed. And I went, I want one. I want Julie to give me one. I want to have my hair messed up like that.
It did not happen.
No.
I was.
You were so busy. You said, I do not want to see.
I wasn't just busy. I couldn't move by the end of the conference.
I know, you could not move.
Because here's a dealio. I should have gotten the massage table with wheels because, you know, I had to. I think the conference was actually in Phoenix.
Oh, so
and
you're
then
so right.
We drove
so right.
To you're so Vegas right. after the conference
because
to,
we had all this money,
we had cash, and you're like, "Let's go gamble."
We had hot cash.
Yeah, we had a lot of cash, and you're like, "Let's gamble." And I remember,
That once we got to Las Vegas, all we wanted to do is like drink these like 3 feet tall drinks.
Yes,
with like those straws that are like 4 feet.
Yeah,
we walked around.
I remember you got a picture. You want to buy your dad a picture of you in a sexy fire? You know,
fireman's hat.
Yes, fireman's hat. And so they do is they
bikini,
take your picture.
Fireman's hat and suspenders.
And then
fireman's
boots. Boots on.
And they put my face in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what you wanted. Got it framed.
Got
it
framed.
That
would be a keeper.
You know, it's weird.
I have no idea where that's at.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure it's in a box. You know, of our picture.
We've
got like
fireman's
picture box. Yeah, I would have thrown it away.
Yeah.
You know.
You'll probably put that up there on my funeral.
Yes.
Put that picture up.
If that's what you want.
This is how she wanted to be remembered.
And if COVID is still going on 20 years from now, I'll just have or 30 years from now, or 40 years from now.
You'll put the
or
mask
50.
Around it?
No, what I'll do is I'll have like a... I'll do a PowerPoint of all your pictures and then I'll have that like, I'll have some with your grandkids and then I'll have that picture and they're like, what was that? And it'll go by so fast.
Yeah, oh, that was mom's Las Vegas picture. Well, yeah, it'll go by fast because Facebook or YouTube will make a memory book.
Yes. It'll remind you.
It'll
every...
be there with all, me, with all surrounded by the grandkids, and then that picture,
and then that picture. Yeah. Like what? Like yep. Well, she had a kink side to her as well.
Facebook memory book.
Exactly. Well, I had once in a while my iPhone will come like, you have some new memories, and I'll show you.
Yes.
And one time I had one where it was during a time where Pokemon was really big, you know, it came out.
Yes.
And I'm like, I go, oh, here I have Pokemon here. And it was time when I was sick as well.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, here's Pokemon in my hospital room.
Aww.
And I'm like, okay.
This isn't your Lyme disease.
I'm like, oh, there it is. There it is.
Oh, that's right. Pokemon was on your bed.
Oh, Pokemon was on my bed.
Something like that.
Yes. Took a snapshot and then took a screenshot of it.
Yeah.
And so forth. So.
Oh, my God.
I know.
It's so funny. You know, you have this Facebook full of pictures, your iPhone full of pictures. And like Jerry Seinfeld says, what would we do without all our pictures? What would we... Would we use our imagination?
Yeah.
Would we describe an event?
Exactly.
Wait, what?
Yes.
You might describe? Yes, we went to this big bridge. It went across San Francisco. It was the Golden Gate. It was...
Well, it's interesting because you bring this stuff up and I realize I've had conversations with people where I want to talk to them about their life. And they go, oh, just look at my Facebook page. And I'm like, oh, okay. So you no longer want to have a conversation about your life.
No, they don't want to talk to you.
And
they don't
want to
talk to you.
Yeah.
They'll text you maybe. And then they'll say, go there.
I go, oh, I got the pictures at Facebook page. I'm like, all right. Well.
Yeah, that's not what I want to.
Okay, that's no problem. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't need to know you then.
I don't need to know you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And you go,
and
okay.
That's really true, though, because that is a way we've learned to, like, hey, look, I'm an open book, but don't talk to me.
Right.
Don't dare come close and talk to me.
And it's I should embrace it more because it could be a way. Because I have a friend right now who has kind of, like, is steering me towards Facebook. You know, like, hey, are you on Facebook? And I'm like, the answer is no, I'm not on Facebook.
And yes, we have presence.
You're on Facebook. We're on Facebook.
Life of the Girlfriends.
I'm not personally on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know,
I got it.
And I'm like, hello, kitty cat. We have a kitty cat in our front driveway. You know, I'm sure it's going to make Elliot go crazy, but that is what it is. And so it's interesting how we have to, I have to embrace rebooting myself into this new world that's been around for two decades or a decade.
And this brave new world.
I'm just like, I got to embrace it. And I'm just not embracing it. I don't know what's going on.
Well,
with
me. Speaking of brave new worlds, you know, our good friend, Dan Savage, he every year has his Hump Festival and he takes it all over the country.
Yeah.
And basically, if you haven't heard about the Hump Fest,
right,
it's normal, everyday people get their kinks on, become their own cinematographers. Sort of how we participate in the 48-hour movie every year.
Yes, exactly.
They do, amateur people do hump films, basically.
Yeah, porn.
Porn.
But kind of not, it could be about any kind of thing. It doesn't have to be totally humping, per
no,
se.
No, it can be, it's basically a kink fest.
A kink fest.
Yeah. The old ball in the mouth.
Yeah, it could be, and that could just be like 5 minutes of walking around with your ball in your mouth. That'd be your film. Like, yeah. However you see it. Now, I wouldn't.
But anyway, this year, you know, because of the COVID, he cannot show the films in Chicago, Milwaukee,
right,
Los Angeles, all over. So what he's going to do is in those areas, he's going to, you got to buy a ticket and he'll live stream it for like the 2.5 hours.
Yes.
So you've got to buy a ticket this year.
Yep.
And so I've actually was thinking, because Dan has given us a lot of material over the years.
For sure.
And I thought, how do I give back?
I mean, we are a member.
we do give back that way.
Yeah.
But I thought, perhaps I will buy a ticket and just help Dan out.
Yes. Well, I love it because last year you wanted to go. And I
didn't want to go locally, though.
I think it was in Madison. There was one in Chicago, one in Madison.
Madison,
and I said, I love you, Mama, but there's no way in hell I'm driving my mom and taking my mom to the Hump Festival. I'm not going to do it. I mean, I'm not brave enough.
I said
we
could sit in the back, Julie.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. I'm just not going to take my mom to the Hump Festival. I don't care how
but
woke I am.
I would have done my hair right and stuff, we could have just looked like two lesbians.
We could have. Yeah. And I'm not even sure if I'm woke enough to go for that look. There are moments when I feel like already people think we're lesbians.
Exactly.
But, you know, and I'm like, whatever. Do what you need to do. But that would just been, I just couldn't do it.
I know you turned me down.
But you never asked, you told me, like, I think I'm going to take your father to the Hump Festival online this year.
Yes.
You didn't say, hey, Julie, let's you and I look at, you know, get a couple tickets and go to the Hump Festival online this year. You didn't say that. You said, I'm going to invite my husband. So even given the option, because you know Daddy wouldn't have taken you to the Hump Festival last year.
No, he would
wouldn't
not.
Have, he
no.
wouldn't, like,
but you would have.
If you would have made me,
yes,
I would have done it.
Yeah.
I would have, and we would have had to travel, could not be local.
Right.
And it would have been so hysterical if I would have seen everybody I know who also didn't want to stay local to see it and like went someplace else to see it. And, cause I do know somebody who, was from Portland who has been to the Hump Festival.
Yeah. That's
and
right.
I think of it as like this awesome, funniest thing
yes,
ever.
Yes, exactly.
And she was like, oh, it was so great seeing all these people express their love on screen.
Yeah.
I'm like, if that's what it is, I don't need to see that shit.
That wasn't what we
I wasn't looking for people showing and expressing their love on screen. I go, I wanted to see like people getting their creative funk on.
Yeah.
And like going hitting.
Because we're filmmakers, people.
Yeah. Well, you know,
you can go to our YouTube channel.
Yes, and see all our movies.
All our movies.
Exactly. Life of the Girlfriends. So, you know, you can do that. And so when I heard that it was about people expressing their love, I'm like, no, I don't need that.
That is so awesome, Julie. That is exactly the difference between us and the millennials.
Yes.
We would go to the Hum Festival and going, oh my God, great material.
This is awesome.
This couldn't be any better.
You are getting, I want the essence to be fun.
Yes.
Laughing hysterically. Yes. Yeah. Not like, oh, this is my love. I'm like, oh.
And like, oh, look, those two people are finally be able to express their love on film.
Yes.
In public.
With a ball and gag in their mouth. I'm like, oh, that's so funny.
That's so great.
That's so great. You know, I want to be able to laugh.
I know.
Not to have the sentimental. I'm not going to the Hump Festival to see 80% of The Notebook. That's what I'm not doing.
Well, you know, the way it is now, to wear masks takes on a whole different connotation.
Hello. Well, you know, literally a year ago, you could go to a grocery store and said, like, if in the middle of winter, if you're wearing a face mask, you cannot come to this store. Because, you know, it meant that you're going to hold them up.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if you're not wearing a mask, you can't come into the store.
Oh, how times have changed.
How times have changed, young man.
Oh, how times have changed.
Well, I think times have changed in the last week.
Yes.
You know,
A guy yesterday. Yeah. I don't mean to interrupt you, but
sure you do.
I saw a guy yesterday going into the Ace.
Yes.
And I go, I don't see a mask. Where's your mask? And about 5 feet before he walks in, guess what he did?
Pulled the shirt up?
Unrolled his turtleneck.
Unrolled his turtleneck.
Up to his face, over his nose.
That counts. I call that a counter.
It counted.
Yeah. I mean, then you're wearing your turtle. Luckily, it was cool yesterday.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're wearing your turtleneck at 50, 8-degree temperature. Yeah. But you know what? Oh, my gosh. That's what I want. I want a dickie. Can you get me? Is that what those things are called, a dickie?
Yeah.
They're like those faux turtlenecks.
I can get you something like that.
You just put it over your head, and it just looks like a collar.
Do you see what Daddy had?
Yeah, I love what Daddy has. Yeah. It's a hat, but it's called Loki.
Yeah,
I think LOKI.
It goes over your head.
Yep,
and all you get to see are your eyes.
All your eyes.
It's like just a burqa for your head.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. I think
I told them keep it in the truck.
You know, the thing is,
you told me that yesterday. You go, Mama, if I could, I'd wear a burqa.
I did say that.
She goes, I actually love wearing a mask out, Mom. You know why? It's a level playing field out there.
That's right.
I don't have to wear makeup.
Exactly.
I don't have to. I'm ready for the burqa, Mama.
I don't have to worry about my little stash going above my lip, coming in a little bit. Like, I'm wearing a mask, people. Can't tell what's going on underneath the mask. And I'm just like, can't tell. And then the other day I'm walking around and I realized I started to feel, a little... what's the word? Not confident, because I'm noticing women are really doing great with their eye makeup now.
Yes, absolutely. And,
like, their eyes are popping.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit, now I gotta feel bad about not wearing eye makeup.
I saw this one girl, excuse me, and her eyes were so popping.
Yeah.
And I was like mesmerized.
Yes.
It was like, oh my God.
I wonder if she took her mask off if it would be like nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know how President Trump on some some shots you can see the line?
The makeup line?
The makeup line.
Yeah.
I wonder now if our makeup line is just literally our eye. the line. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny
over your
if President Trump has to wear a mask and he's just orange from the right above the nose up?
That'd be hysterical.
He takes his mask off.
Yeah.
I didn't feel the need to do the rest of my makeup.
No. Well, and it's so interesting because I only see President Trump this way. I think I would freak out if I saw him completely without makeup.
Yeah.
He's a 70-something-year-old man, right?
I think so.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. What if you could see him without his makeup and his hair not done?
I think he would look like an old man.
I think he'd look like a guy with a ponytail, because that hair has got to be long.
Got to be long.
Got to be long.
And here's
I bet he could put it in a man bun.
He possibly could.
Yeah. Well, maybe I wouldn't call it a bun. Maybe I'd call it
a man roll.
I don't know.
Not enough for a whole bun.
I don't think it'd be, that's what I'm saying.
But it's a roll.
Not a dinner roll. For a bun. it's a Pillsbury biscuit.
That's exactly right. Well, it's interesting too, because like I can tell that I've left a lot of my grooming go away a little bit since Doug and I,
we
see each other, but
you
we
wear
don't
masks.
Touch.
Yeah,
we wear masks. We don't touch because we're not in the same pod.
Yeah. And speaking of not being in the same pod, we had a a scare yesterday.
Yes.
A big scare.
Yes, because someone in my secondary pod went to the hospital very sick.
Not being able to breathe.
Not being able to breathe.
Lips blue.
Lips blue, which is another sign of COVID. And, you know, thank God it's just blood clots. And we're like, do we pray for blood clots? Do we pray them for blood clots and nothing else?
Exactly. And we were all counting the days.
Yes.
That we
Right, because we had a connection with her just 2 weeks ago. And we're like, oh no, is that enough time? And you just
14 days to be exact.
And so then when we found out there was no COVID,
yeah,
wasn't COVID, just this,
yeah,
you feel weird
because
she's still sick,
yeah,
but you're just going, yeah, oh, thank God. It's not contagious. Thank God.
And it's so weird, too, because, you know, every little thing that you feel, like taking your temperature,
yeah,
like Norm said, I got to have a thermometer,
yeah,
in my truck.
Yes.
And the only one I had left, you know, that was working was a Celsius.
For whatever, all thermometers can be on Fahrenheit and Celsius.
I know, but this one is a Celsius.
We can't get it off.
We just can't.
I've tried 1,000 yeah. times. I won't care enough, yeah, Celsius.
So Norm goes, I'll take it anyway. I go, but it's Celsius. Yeah. He goes, I'll take my temperature with yours. Then I'll take this one and I'll establish a baseline. And then I'll know, even if it's Celsius,
yes,
you know, what it's.
Now, he does have a Celsius to Fahrenheit calculator in his phone. But,
oh,
you know,
really?
I should tell him that.
Really? Even I'm sure in his phone, he's got a lot of other cool shit, too.
He does have a lot of other cool shit.
That he will never, ever figure out.
No. The other day, he.
Are you going to tell him about the thermometer thing? Because we had this.
Oh.
You heard me.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell the story. Okay. So I'm in the other room, literally 30 feet away. But I'm hearing this conversation in, you know, mom and dad's master bedroom. They're in the master. They're talking, and mom is instructing dad on how to use a thermometer.
No, I'm re-instructing.
Re-instructing. Yeah. Excuse
because
me.
We
re-instructing.
Had several days ago, we had the teaching episode.
Yes. And you're like, Norm, now I'm hearing this conversation.
Yes.
This is how it goes.
Yes.
Norm, it's one. The code is one, then two, then three.
Beeps.
Beeps. And he goes, Now this is after you've had the discussion already.
Yeah.
He goes, so tell me what I've told
now,
you.
Now, I have my master's degree. I taught college. I taught him how to do this thermometer.
Right. It's one beep to put in your mouth, then wait for two beeps.
To put in your mouth.
Oh, wait. Turn on once. It's
once,
one beep.
One beep turns it on.
Then the second, when it hits two beeps, you put it in your mouth.
Correct.
Then three beeps, you take it out of your mouth
Correct.
And read it.
Exactly.
And then, so I heard this, and you go, so it's one, two, and three.
Right.
And then, and he goes, now, Norm, what are you going to do? I'm going to put it in my mouth for 8 seconds. And you're like, and I started laughing because nowhere did mom say eight anywhere.
And he wasn't being funny.
No. And I said, and I started laughing because I just like, oh, that's so dad. That's so dad.
That's our dad.
It's like, okay, Norm, here's a beeps once, wait, beeps twice. In your mouth.
Right.
So once it's turned on.
Right.
Twice goes in your mouth.
Right.
When it beeps three times, take it out.
Right.
That's it. And then he goes, so Norm, what do? I put it in my mouth and I wait 8 seconds. I don't know where I told you 8 seconds.
That's when Julie walks in.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm sincerely sorry.
I'm sincerely sorry. I don't even know. Because the truth is, between beep two and beep, the two beeps and the three beeps, that is 8 seconds. But you've
is
never
it really?
Yes, but you've never told him that.
No.
So I don't know where he came up. So in some weird way, he was right.
Yeah.
And wrong.
Right.
And that's truly Norm.
Yeah.
He is right and wrong simultaneously.
Yeah.
So there's always this level of frustration. And also like, well, I don't know. It reminds me of this one story of on This American Life. They rebroadcast it. It's a pretty wild story. It's these So this couple, I guess they're a very attractive young couple. They buy this house and they're moving in there, and they're what do you call it? They're christening their house by having sex, getting in the living room.
Mm.
But they're having sex or is trying to, and they hear pitter patter upstairs, like there's something like a wild animal upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So the wife calls the cops why, I don't know, but they do. And so they come over and they said, well, we don't usually take care of that stuff. Here's a couple numbers for animal control. Mm-hmm. But the one police officer, I guess, was younger and then the wife was exceptionally gorgeous. And then his testosterone must have gone through the roof, because then he says, you know, we could probably help you with this. So they go in, they proceeded to go through the attic. Now, long story short, they open the attic door. The one police officer is up above. The other one's down below, and the husband's on the right-hand side. The police officer takes his flashlight through the attic window, sees the squirrel, gets scared, drops this huge flashlight onto the husband, cracks his nose open, and it's bleeding everywhere.
Oh, no.
Now, at this moment, the squirrel runs down the steps. Now he's in the living room.
No.
Okay, yes. And underneath the sofa.
Oh, no.
Yes. The police officers then decide to move the sofa. The squirrel gets scared, runs into the fire, catches in fire.
No.
Runs back under the sofa.
No.
Catches the sofa on fire. Yes. They have to then drag this burning sofa out inside, or the house will catch on fire.
Oh, no.
Yes. All this is going down, all because this one police officer was turned on by this married woman who was, I guess, gorgeous and needed to prove his manhood.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever age that was. He goes, looking back now, I can't believe I did this, but at the time it felt normal. I don't know. And as at the end, they have a burning sofa outside in the patio, mm-hmm. a dead, unfortunately, squirrel now burning and smelling.
Oh, no.
Yes. And then, and the husband's like.
And his nose is broken.
Yeah. He goes, I asked for this help. You did nothing wrong. I just can't thank you for it. If you guys could just please leave, that would be great. He goes, I'm not upset. There's nothing I can be upset about, because I asked for you to come into my house and help.
Right.
But nothing you did was helpful. Could you just leave?
It sounds like a movie.
Well, exactly. That's daddy for us. We live in a perpetual movie where nothing he does is wrong.
No.
And nothing he does is right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not quite right. But, you know, I can't, you know, it's like, no problem. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. It makes our lives very, very, very enjoyable, to say the least.
Yeah. You know? It's like Dan Savage. It gives us material.
Yeah, like Dan Savage. You know, I'm going to, this is not a joke. Not a joke. But today, I'm listening to Joel Osteen, and I realize Joel Osteen and Dan Savage have something in common.
What is that? A huge audience.
Yes. A huge audience. No, they're both having to reboot themselves during this COVID.
Of course.
You know, thing.
Of course.
Because certainly, Joel Osteen, he does a sermon in front of, I don't know, it could be 50,000 people a week.
An arena.
Yeah. He has an arena.
Yes.
And
you go and you're shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And so today his sermon... No, I think he was by himself on his stage and doing a noble job, you know, and he's talking about, he goes, listen, during these times, we're meant to reboot and learn and get, you know, and have a different dream.
I actually feel that way.
Yes.
Honestly.
And it's,
I can feel the reboot.
Yes. And so, you know, he's rebooting. Mm-hmm. We know that. Dan Savage had a reboot.
Yes.
And have a hump festival online.
Yeah.
You know,
we're rebooting. Well, we had our equipment breakdown for 3 weeks.
Yes,
and during that time, we did a lot of thinking,
and I remember
and reflecting
when we got our equipment. I remember trying to be very this could have gone really bad, because you can't get help during this time.
No.
No one can help you put your equipment together.
No.
So you're just like, okay, God, we're in this together, you and I.
You and I and Dan Savage, God.
Yeah. Let's just, I'm going to ask for you to help me be able to redo my podcast.
Right.
And sure enough, the right YouTube video I picked.
Yes.
And it didn't even tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. It just gave me one clue. It didn't even know I was getting a clue. It was giving me a clue, and I said, I wonder if I just push this one button, if this is the reason why I'm not able to recode. Because I already tried, and it was it. That one little button I had to push that wasn't part of my old equipment.
Right.
I bought the exact same equipment, but it's an updated one, you know.
And all you had to do was flip a switch.
Yes.
Well, actually.
Exactly.
Push a button.
Push a button, flip a switch, same thing.
But still difficult if you didn't know which one to push.
If I didn't know, but I did know. So this is a time for rebooting.
Yeah. You know, what I wanted to talk about, too, is I know it's kind of pop culture-ish and stuff like that. But I want to talk about the Housewives of New York. I know it's kind of boring. But they have a new girl on, you know. And they were in the Hamptons because that's what all good New Yorkers do. They have their homes in the Hamptons. And so Ramona was having a party that always turns into a shit show.
Right.
Because everybody after two cocktails and about six shots wants to take their clothes off.
Yes.
But here's what happens when girls take their clothes off.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in a pool.
Yeah.
Girls have no problem if they've got their clothes off in a pool hugging each other.
Right.
Because they're cold.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's all good.
Right.
You're not a lesbian if you're in a pool and your clothes
are
off.
Or you could be a lesbian, but you're not sexual. No, there's nothing sexual about this.
Right. It's not sexual if you decide to hug each other.
Right.
Or like hold each other while the other one's floating.
Right. Exactly.
In the pool or whatever. Right. And that's what happened last week.
Right.
Is that they were in the pool, decided to take all their clothes off, then go in the pool.
Right.
And then it just became like, I don't know, like a
love fest, a drunk fest.
I was going to say a toga party.
Yes.
But without the togas.
Yes.
They were throwing things. Everything was. And then I realized, too, that about a year ago, the Housewives of Orange County did the same thing.
Yes.
Do you remember? And then I can't remember the one's name that got the new boobs and
Tamara.
Stuff. Tamara. She took her clothes off and dove into the jacuzzi. She broke her foot. Broke her foot. Didn't know until the next day.
Right.
That her foot was broken.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking, it's okay, though. It's kind of like when girls do that, it's okay.
Yes.
Get naked, go into a jacuzzi, go into a pool,
right,
and not alone,
right,
being with each other.
I think because
now two guys did that.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Well, okay. I don't know. I'm not being sexist here.
I'm thinking that if I saw two guys or a bunch of guys taking their clothes off and jumping in the pool.
Yes.
That's one thing. But then holding each other.
Yes.
And coming across it. And like Sonia, she comes right up to you.
Yes.
And wants to just.
Well, my feeling is, I think if alcohol is involved.
Yes.
And this is where I think sex drive is important.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing that, because I've been in this situation before, when you're just naked with women, it doesn't end up in sex.
Right.
But
exactly.
If I see a lot of naked men in a pool together, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to say that I think it's gonna end up in sex.
Somebody's gonna get pegged.
You have to be gay and you could be gay.
Yeah.
I think about this. I don't care. It's just gonna end up sex. Somebody's gonna be having fun with somebody else.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's the same for women.
No.
I think women could be naked together, hugging each other and not having lead of sex.
No. And even if, not, and I don't even know how that would happen, right?
Right.
I mean, especially if you're in a pool.
Right.
It's just a lot of rubbing and stuff like that.
It's
not sex. It's just drunk making out. And most women aren't married.
Women aren't making out in the pool.
Oh, well, what is it called if you're like
hugging each other?
Hugging each other chest to chest.
Just hugging each other chest to chest.
Not making out.
If there's kissing involved, I think that does cross the line.
I mean, okay. Now, what about just like that?
No, I don't think it's crossing the line.
About
that's too much.
Like, but that no.
Nothing too much.
Okay,
you see the difference? Do you hear the difference? Yeah, difference.
And there is a little difference.
There is a big difference.
Yeah.
It's a big difference because, you know, let's face it. When you have a bullseye, that's worth 50 points.
Yeah.
you know, you don't hit the bullseye. It's worth like, what, 10?
Yeah.
That's a, only.
So basically.
Basically, though, it's like
drunk
centimeters.
In the pool, naked, not hitting the bullseye.
It's okay. I'm not saying it's, I'm not judging either way. I'm not giving it points. I'm not giving it points of okay.
You are giving it.
I'm giving it points.
But not okay points.
Yeah, because that's judgment.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm not giving it judgment. If you want me, I'm just saying that I don't consider it sex.
Speaking of judgment, I saw on Netflix this week, Hollywood.
Yeah.
And basically it's 7 episodes. Very good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. But it's literally a gay show.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
If you're not into, if you don't like the gays, is that okay to say that?
Yes.
I mean, I'm warning you.
There's nothing to be warned about. I mean, I would think that if you're watching a show about flamboyant Hollywood in the
50s and 40s.
I was pretty impressed with the idea of this when I was watching it.
Yeah.
I thought, well, this is so weird because everybody is Jewish and homosexual.
Right.
And at the same time, they're saying you can't be either one in Hollywood.
Correct.
And I thought, this is crazy.
It's the ultimate paradox.
Ultimate paradox.
And the ultimate hypocrisy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if that's how it really was back
it
then.
It really was, I think.
Then you go, well, we've come a long way, baby.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I would really recommend it. Honestly, I enjoyed it.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. It's 7 episodes. But the 6th episode is sad, uh-huh. But the 7th episode, it totally jumps the shark.
Mm.
And in what I mean by that is that everything turns around and all of a sudden, it's okay to be gay in Hollywood.
Mm.
It's okay to be a lesbian and people are applauding it. And people are not only applauding it, but they're voting for people to get Academy Awards for it.
Yes.
And they become, it's like, and people were saying like this, when I was a little sharecropper's daughter, I used to only dream that one day I could be on that screen knowing that I would never, nobody would ever have a black little girl on the screen, and then a black woman wins the Academy Award, and so dreams are opened. The sky, you know,
yeah,
angels come down.
Oh, lovely!
And it's okay to be gay in Hollywood.
Yes,
that's how it ends.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
I want to say
you can say that. I watched the first 2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And you said the director or the creator of this also created American Horror Story.
Here's the thing. I did not know this.
But by
episode 4, I know, I'm looking at the cast, and it's the same cast as in all these American Horror Stories, and these people are all gay.
Yeah.
They're known gay people.
Gay.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah.
And not, maybe.
Yeah.
And without gay angels?
No, I'm just...
Okay. So what I'm saying is... And then I go to Alexa.
Uh-huh.
Alexa, who is the producer and all of this of American Horror Story? She goes, Ryan Murray or something like that.
Right.
And then I go, okay, Alexa, who's the da-da-da of Hollywood?
Right.
On Netflix. Same person. I go,
yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it. I knew it.
Yeah.
I just knew how to connect the dots, darling.
And you did. And then you're all about connecting the dots.
Yes.
You're all about connecting the dots.
Except I missed I didn't connect the dots quick enough this week. And do you know why?
Yes, because we did not have a freezer.
That's right.
And we now heard of a meat shortage, and you freaked out about that.
I heard about a meat shortage, and then I... And no,
and
I
your
did
dad,
not.
Then dad
you
goes,
came in and you
hey,
told me.
I always have enough meat for you, honey. That's what he said.
Did he really say that?
No, of course he didn't say that.
I didn't hear him say it.
I was just letting him know that could have been a good comeback.
That could have been a good comeback.
That could have been a good comeback, but
no,
he didn't.
No, but you came out of the grocery store and you said, there's no meat.
Yes.
And then so I go, well, let's go to the other Aldi. And you went, there's no meat there.
Uh-huh.
So then I started going like, okay, let's look at, I said, oh, well, I have to go look and get a freezer.
Right.
So I went to the Menards homepage.
Yeah.
There's no freezers available.
No, no.
I went to Sears.
Right.
No freezers. I mean, if you wanted to spend $4,000,
you
there's
got
a freezer available.
Yeah.
But anything under $1,000,
right.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Home Depot, Menards,
right.
Lowe's,
we can't even go to
Sears.
Our Jellystone and put on our refrigerator and put
no,
our meat in there.
No, because we're not allowed to go into Jellystone under police arrest.
Oh, yeah, they're threatening us.
Yeah.
If you come into Jellystone. Yeah.
They took our money for the year.
Yeah.
But
no
they're
problem
not allowed
with that.
To come in there.
And COVID had already started.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? They're going to have repercussions. They don't know it yet,
no,
but.
No. They don't know
it
yet.
They're dead men walking.
Yeah.
Trust
exactly.
me. So then I tell, this is like at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like realizing that I'm not able to get any freezers, but then I know Doug has a freezer and Doug's kids have freezers and not only does Doug have a freezer, but he has nothing in his actual refrigerator freezer.
Right.
So there's lots
We've
of room.
We've got lots of space.
And so then I go, okay, now I just got to go to Meats, go to Omaha, go to
nothing.
Omaha Steaks. I go there and I see no meat. No pork available. Nothing's
nope.
available.
No.
And then finally, I go. It says hamburger available, and I go and look, and it's $27 a pound.
Oh my god!
For a hamburger, and I went, "What?
Yep.
Oh my god!" And I wake up Norm in the middle of the night. I wake him up. I go, "Norm, I missed connecting
That's
the dots."
That's what you were so upset about. You forgot. You
usually,
missed, yeah.
I'm ahead of the curve, and he goes. He's like sleeping. He goes, "Look." Corned beef hash and Spam.
Yeah.
Just go buy cans, honey.
Yeah.
And I like tuna.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, go to sleep
yeah.
now.
Yeah, exactly. Using somebody
I had to forgive myself.
Yes, you had to. And it was interesting because you also needed to go, wait a minute, you're going to be okay, no matter what,
yeah.
is the illusion that
yes.
that this is all going down.
It's like the toilet paper illusion.
Yes. It's like, it's just the illusion of like, oh, we need this. Something
yeah.
happened,
yeah.
And now we need it desperately. Yeah. And now we're okay. We got yeah. a freezer. We're
so
fine.
We didn't have to buy a freezer.
No. And it's not like Doug is no one at a sports nutrition store. We can have enough whey protein to
yes.
last a lifetime.
Exactly.
Exactly. Now if they start having a run on that, we're screwed. We're like, what?
Our muscle milk.
Exactly. Got to keep our muscles in shape during this time. It was interesting. We were listening to Dan Savage again, who was, and I might have talked about this last week. I don't know. Just this idea that some of the people I've been listening to talk about this is the time of your life where you can have the time to recreate yourself.
Yeah.
And first off, everybody I know is still working, whether they're actually working outside of the home or working inside the home.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I know is still working.
Right, right.
So it's hard for me to see where they say we're, biggest unemployment
yeah.
rate since,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm not seeing this.
Yeah. And I mean, and we understand that part,
Yeah.
That
it's
just because we don't see it.
No, it's because it's in an industry that I'm not necessarily
right.
connected to.
We are out there still delivering Mike's Hard Liquor.
Yes, we are. And what I find.
Another plug, Mike.
Yeah.
Send some this way.
Exactly. But what was I going to say? Oh, but I do feel that if you are stuck at home, unable to work,
yeah,
that I think the stress alone, it makes it almost unbearable to recreate yourself.
Yeah.
It's almost like, let's not put that added pressure.
It's so cheesy.
As well. Like,
isn't
oh,
it?
Now that you're without a job, don't know
yeah.
how the future's going to go for
right.
you, you've got to recreate yourself and do it now.
Yeah.
Do it now
and
in the midst of all this.
And it's not going to cost you a penny.
Yeah.
Really?
Never have I read anywhere that,
never have
yourself,
I ever. Yeah.
Recreating stuff doesn't cost you a dime.
Right.
I mean, it shouldn't, I guess, but the truth is, everybody's trying to sell you something, how to make more money, how to do this, how to do that, and it's going to cost you $10,000.
Speaking of costing, can I put a little? We had an interesting thing because we sell our domain names.
Yes.
And last year we sold cleanconfidence.com.
Yes. Yes.
For $2,500.
Yes.
That was a nice little treat.
Yes,
we
was.
Just wake up one morning and you have it in your email box. Hello, you sold Clean Confidence. And I went, oh my God, I would have never thought that one would have sold.
Yes.
And of course, everybody probably remembers that these.
It was for
gay people.
No, it was for a, yes, it was the ad. You could tell the demographics were definitely
naked gay men.
We're assuming they're gay.
No, naked men.
Naked men.
In a row.
Gym types.
Yes.
Gym types.
Yeah.
And with no women anywhere to be seen.
No.
And so
it was
like,
a pill.
It was a pill. And it was like a fat burner. I think it was a fiber pill. Keep things clean down there.
Yes.
Keep things going.
I don't know if it was fat burning or not.
It was all part of the plan.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I don't know. But it was more like a fiber pill to keep Julia, like Julia said, I think it's, now I'm really not sure, but does fiber keep things clean down there?
Well, it keeps things going.
Empty. It keeps things empty.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
So it would empty you out enough that you would have clean confidence.
Okay. Yes.
So this week I woke up and said, congratulations, you sold Conscious Community.
Yeah.
Which is... We, as you can see, we kind of vacillate.
Yes, exactly.
Julie watches Joel Osteen and listens to Dan Savage.
Exactly.
It's all good.
It is all good.
Yeah, it is all good.
Yes.
And so we sold Conscious Community for?
I don't know how much it was.
$3,000.
$3,000. That's right. That's right. And we're like, yes.
And the last time with
Clean
Confidence.
And now we're totally even on how much money we've spent over the years keeping these URLs going.
But those were our two biggest so far that we sold.
Yes.
Yeah. And it felt bittersweet at first, and I'll tell you why. It was the very, very, very first URL I ever bought.
Yeah.
Was Conscious Community.
Yeah.
And so I had to sort of grieve it a bit, kiss it goodbye, mm-hmm. and then decide what I'm going to do with the $3,000.
And you're like, all right.
But I'm open to sell. Dear God, I'm open to sell more. Just to let you know.
Well, you said, I go, what are you going to do with your money? You got to put it in your stocks because you've been buying stocks lately.
Yes.
And you said, I'm going to keep it in my PayPal account.
This one's just for me.
This one's just for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep this $3,000 in my PayPal account and use it however I see fit.
Exactly.
I don't want to ask anybody's permission about it. I don't even want to tell anybody about it. I don't even want to do anything about it.
That's right.
I want to keep it in my PayPal account.
Because it was the very first one I ever bought.
And it's mine. And I'm like, you go, girl.
Yeah.
It's yours.
Yeah.
I'm totally for you having
it. Thank you.
And like already you've said, I got a couple different things I'm spending the money on.
Yeah.
Some good stuff.
I might consider selling Zomboys.
Oh, really? I thought you weren't going to.
I know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
We don't have it up there for a high price. I think we have only up there for $1,000.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Which is fine, which would be nice.
Yeah.
But I think...
Because that was the second one I ever bought.
Yeah.
Was Zomboys. Zomboys. So I thought it was
Zomboys.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boys.
Cool. Yeah.
Hello, boys.
That's when you're real hip and so forth.
Yeah.
Now, your name
I
that
used
you
to
bought,
be cool.
You could sell your name. And you're like, no, I don't want to sell my name.
Yeah. Unless Joe Rogan wants it.
Yeah.
Somebody bought his.
Exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of, like you said, bittersweet to sell these because we don't buy our names to resell them. We buy them with the intention of doing something with it.
Yes, exactly.
And then that comes the hard part. We should probably
buying of the names is the fun part.
Is the fun part. We
if
should just
I would
be
have
one
known
of those.
Years ago that I just could have bought these and sold them.
Yeah, you were like, maybe I should do that.
It was only like about 2 years ago that I go, well, you could actually
make a little
sell
money.
These and make some money.
Exactly. It's just that you never, it's not like an active process. You just kind of put it up there and pray
and
that someone is looking for that exact
I imagine
name.
Some people make it more active than we don't. With the Clean Confidence one, I bought a golf cart. That was my golf cart stage.
That was your golf cart stage.
It was 2 years ago. I went through the golf cart. I bought 5 golf carts in like a season.
We were all concerned. And then it got
and then but then what happened? Mama got it out of her bloodstream.
That's right.
And now how many do I have at the house?
We have one in the house and two in Jellystone.
That's right.
So instead of having 5, we have 3.
Yes.
And you feel that's...
I've whittled it down.
Yes, and you feel like that's appropriate.
And I could sell another one.
Yeah.
I really could.
There you go.
So, but I just want to tell you that things change.
Yes.
Just because you were scared a little bit during that time.
It also just kept your interest. You were very excited about it, everything. Yeah, yeah. Like, there's a golf cart, there's a golf cart, there's a golf cart. And then once you're into that golf cart mode, you realize that they kind of flatten out. Like, they never lose their value, per se. They just never lose their value.
But then here's the thing, too, okay? It was kind of like a, what do they call it, a beginner drug?
Yeah.
A starter drug?
Sure.
Because I went from, you know, one golf cart to five very quickly, but I realized it wasn't enough power. And then I started looking at gators.
Yes.
And I started telling Dad, I like to have a gator.
Yes.
And then he goes, honey, you do have a problem. You know, you've gone from marijuana to heroin.
Yes. Because the gators now, they're actually of more value than most of our cars.
True.
They're like 10 grand. Sometimes they're like 15. You're like, Julie, our cars are worth more than 10 grand. I go, yes, not my Mercedes, though. That one's not. But every other car we have. But still, it's like, it's a dealio. It's like a real, it's a real price. You know, when, I'm not saying $2,500 or $3,000.
It's a real price for not being able to, you know, comfortably go into town.
Right, exactly. I mean, with 10 grand, we could buy 5 shares of Netflix.
Can we?
I don't know. Or Amazon.
I've been wanting to buy Netflix. I think we passed our prime on that one.
I remember the day I was in the parking lot by Culver's, and I go hear them talk about Netflix, and they're like, we're raising our price again at Netflix, but typically our stock goes down, then it goes back up. Mm-hmm. And the price is like $15. I need to buy Netflix. I love Netflix.
Did you really?
I am.
And we just didn't listen to you.
No one ever listens to me. But also, though.
But remember Netflix, though? You get the movies in the little red sleeves in your mailbox.
I know.
Who would have thought?
It was, they were just, they had.
See, that was meant to, this is how Christine Marie and Julie, Life of the Girlfriends.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted it to be.
Yes.
I wanted it to go from the little red sleeved disc in the mailbox.
Yep.
To on your TV.
I'm trying to be open to the next revolution. That's what I wanted for us. You know, where's the next revelation or revolution? Both. Where is it at? You know, because
not in Netflix, you mean, or just in the world?
In the world.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying. I don't know.
What's the one thing that's going to be the next Netflix?
I don't know.
And I'm going to buy
all the ones that are, they talk about the ones that have increased so much, you know, like Amazon, Apple, Netflix, ABC, or like Disney.
Yeah.
But Disney's the only one that's been around.
Yeah.
Over.
But Shopify has really been good to us.
Yes, it has.
That's been good. And I'm thinking about buying Beyond, which is Beyond Meat.
Yes.
Because it tastes just like meat.
Yes.
But it's not.
But it's not, no.
Yeah. And so maybe with the meat shortage.
Yeah.
We should think about it.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
People, don't listen to that. Don't buy before we do.
Yeah, we're going to buy it afterwards. Yeah.
Excuse, we can't buy. Can we buy today, even though it's Sunday?
It won't start till Monday anyway. But cool. We can put a buy in there.
Yeah, let's do it, Joe. I got a hit.
Got a hit on that. We've done the market research. We're gonna do it. I have heard about those guys though. So they made the rounds a while ago.
Are you talking about the Beyond?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. There are some real benefits to it, and. You know, there's just benefits to it.
To the meat, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, the benefit is that it's not meat.
Right.
And it tastes supposedly, the thing that they say is that the texture is meat-like.
Yes.
That's what they've really done well.
Right.
Compared to other things, which just tastes like a mush of stuff.
And you wonder how they could figure that out, you know?
Yeah.
Because they said, we're not a veggie burger.
No.
We're a Beyond Meat burger.
Right.
Because we're designed.
I think it's, is it soy?
Yeah, I think so.
But I mean, they it's not.
Who would have known that soybeans could be so versatile?
Yeah, exactly. Well, like when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Not growing up, but when me and Dad were first married, It was like, quote unquote, like embarrassing if you just grew soybeans, because they were just considered like, oh, they're just soybeans.
Yeah.
And now it's like, hey, they're just soybeans. Let's just figure out something
to do with them.
And you know what? That's good old American ingenuity.
Darn right.
That's good old American ingenuity.
We had a lot of corn, and then
we decided to make sugar.
High fructose corn syrup. What are we going to do with this corn?
And then put it in ding dongs.
Exactly. Hello.
And sell it to everybody.
Come on. We see what we can grow and we make it work.
Yes.
That's what Americans do.
That's good old American ingenuity.
Exactly.
I feel like standing up for Uncle Sam right now. Thank you.
Salute the flag. Yep.
Oh, beautiful phosphate.
Exactly. So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
Hey, Jules, it was great.
It was
just like Tony the Tiger, right?
Yep.
It was great.
It was great. It was great.